Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 5. Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness, text 26. Kama Krodha Vimuktanam Yatinam Yata Chetasam Abhitataha Brahmanirvanam Vartate Vidita Atmanam Kamakoda Vimuktanam Yatinam Yatachetasam Abhito Brahmanirvanam Vartate Viditatmanam Kamakoda Vimuktanam Yatinam Yatachetasam Abhito Brahmanirvanam Vartate Viditatmanam Kama Krodha Vimuktanam Yatinam Yatachetasam Abhito Brahmanirvanam Vartate Viditatmanam. From desires, krodha, and anger, vimuktanam, of those who are liberated, yatinam, of the saintly persons, yatachetasam, who have full control over the mind, abhitaha, assured in the near future, Brahmanirvanam, liberation in the Supreme, Vartate, is there, Vidita Atmanam, of those who are self-realized. Translation: those who are free from anger and all material desires, who are self-realized, self-disciplined, and constantly endeavoring for perfection, are assured of liberation at the Supreme in the very near future. Purport. May His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Of the saintly persons who are constantly engaged in striving toward salvation, one who is in Krishna consciousness is the best of all. The Bhagavatam 4.22.39 confirms this fact as follows: Yat para pankaja palasha vilasa bhaktya karmashayam kratitam udgratayanti santaha tadvannarikta matayo yatayo pi rudha shroto ganastam ananam bhajavasudevam. Just try to worship in devotional service Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even great sages are not able to control the forces of the senses as effectively as those who are engaged in transcendental bliss by serving the lotus feet of the Lord, uprooting the deep-grown desire for fruitive activities. End quote. In the conditioned soul, the desire to enjoy the fruitive results of work is so deep-rooted that it is very difficult even for the great sages to control such desires despite great endeavors. A devotee of the Lord constantly engaged in devotional service in Krishna consciousness, perfect in self-realization, very quickly attains liberation in the Supreme. Owing to his complete knowledge in self-realization, he always remains in trance. To cite an analogous example of this, darshana dhyana samsparshaya matsya kurma vihangama svanyapatyani pushnanti tataham api padmaja. By vision, by meditation, and by touch, only do the fish, the tortoise, and the birds maintain their offspring. Similarly do I also, O Padmaja. The fish brings up its offspring simply by looking at them. The tortoise brings up its offspring simply by meditation. The eggs of the tortoise are laid on land, and the tortoise meditates on the eggs while in the water. Similarly, the devotee in Krishna consciousness, although far away from the Lord's abode, can elevate himself to that abode simply by thinking of him constantly, by engagement in Krishna consciousness. He does not feel the pangs of material miseries. This state of life is called Brahma Nirvana, or the absence of material miseries due to being constantly immersed in the Supreme. Everyone speak English? What other languages are there? Dutch. Everyone understands? Kama krodha vimuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abhito brahma nirvanam vartate viditatmanam. Om agyana timirandasya agyananjana shalakaya chakshirin mirupam dhina tukma shikamana. So, two of the three gates which lead to hell are described here, Kama and Krodha. It says in Bhagavad Gita we should be free from three gates leading to hell: lust, anger, and greed. So here Kama and Krodha are described. One who is free from anger and all material desires, who is self-realized. Self-realized means that one knows that he's not the body. He understands who he is, that he's spirit soul and not the body. And if one realizes he's not the body, then he will not engage in activities for sense gratification. He will engage in activities as described here, constantly endeavoring for perfection, self-discipline. This means devotional service. The one who's self-realized engages in devotional service. There may be impersonalists who are also self-realized. They understand that they're not the body, aham brahmasmi. But they don't know how to engage themselves. Therefore, they are bewildered. Their intelligence is not pure. So consequently, they cannot remain on the transcendental platform permanently. Whereas the devotees, one who's engaged in devotional service, he can because he's engaged. As a person, all persons need engagement. Persons are active. They have desires. They have senses. They have mind. They have all these things. So to try to stop them artificially will be unsuccessful. We become frustrated. If someone tells you, all right, we're going to put you in a straight jacket. I don't think they use straight jackets anymore, but formerly they used to. So you can't move. So someone says, well, put you like this so you won't have to move, you won't have to do anything. But he'll be unhappy because he wants to move. It's like trees. Trees are stuck in one place, they can't move. That's not a benediction. No one wants to be like a tree. We like to move around. The travel business is very lucrative these days. People like to move. It's the nature of the soul. In fact, we're so eager to move around that we're prepared to spend billions of dollars to try to move from our planet to another planet even. We like to move around. That's the nature of the soul. So, and we like to do things. It's also the nature of the soul. So the natural conclusion is that we should do things, but we should do things that are in the service of Krishna, rather than doing things that are in the service of Maya. We're going to have to act. That's for sure. If we act for material things, then we become bound up by the activities. And if we act for Krishna, then instead of becoming bound up, we become liberated from a nirvana. Can't stop acting. We have to act. We have to perform our activities. For example, when Krishna was speaking to Arjuna, Arjuna was proposing that he not fight, that he not act in the battle of Kurukshetra, but Krishna told him that it's your nature. If you don't act under my direction, then you'll end up acting in some other way, for some other purpose. So better to learn the art of how to act in Krishna's service. That is not to be done whimsically. One cannot make it up himself. He has to be trained by the bona fide spiritual master who will guide us how to be engaged. Therefore, we rise early in the morning, we have Mangal Aarti, we have chanting rounds, 16 rounds, we have so many services to perform. These services will keep us engaged in Krishna's service, because if we don't do them, then we'll be engaged in Maya's service. And we've been given a full 24-hour-a-day program. And if we follow it sincerely, then we can make progress and become free from material desires, free from kama and krodha. But we have to follow sincerely and enthusiastically try, then we can expect results. The yogis, or the gyanis, or karmis, those who take up another process to try to get free from these things, have a very difficult time. Because these are very deep-rooted. The lust, kama. Kama means lust. It is the basic principle of this material world. Pungsa, striya mituni bhava metam, tayor hridaya grantam ahu. Ato griha kshetra sutapta vitaya janasya mohoya mahamameti. It's not easy. Because from the very beginning, from the top, all the way from Brahma down to the lowest little germ, everyone is acting for their own sense gratification. So, how to give up? One may say, well, this is natural. And that's true, it is natural. It's according to nature, but it's according to our lower material nature. There's another nature, and that is our spiritual nature. And the nature of the spirit is not to engage in these activities, but to engage in Krishna's service. And that takes practice. It is called sadhana bhakti. In the beginning, we practice sadhana. We learn how to do these things, how to rise early, how to chant, how to hear. By practice. We don't have love for Krishna in the beginning. Where is love for Krishna? We've forgotten Krishna. But by association, that love can be rekindled, just like a flame. If the embers are there, there's some smoldering embers, by a little adjustment, some air. The flame can come again. And one who becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, then he's assured of liberation. Here the Bhagavatam verse says, just try to worship Vasudev. Vasudev is another name for Krishna. We have to be determined and enthusiastic and patient. Utsaham nischayatarya tatat karma pavartana. Because we may not get the immediate results. May not become immediately free from all lust and all anger. So we shouldn't become disappointed or discouraged if it doesn't come as quickly as we like. But we can also see that if we're making some progress. So therefore the devotional activities be there, but also we follow along the Varnashram rules for each station in life. That way, along with devotional service, the two become compatible. Just like if one is brahmachari, then he's celibate student, he's living with the guru at the house of the guru, Guru Kula, and he's acting just like a menial servant. He doesn't have any worries, but if after some time he feels a little restless, then he may ask permission from the spiritual master, and he may be take up the grihastha ashram, and then he can marry and have children and family. But the idea is not to forget Krishna, but the idea is to remember Krishna in whatever status of life we happen to be in. And one should be straightforward and honest. There is no value in taking a position that is beyond one's capacity, or to be a cheater. It's like if someone is a sannyasi, but he is not strict, he's keeping girlfriends, then that's not sannyasi. That's cheating. And if one is grihastha, then there's some license for sense gratification, but it should not be exploited. The wife should not be seen as a machine to satisfy one's material desires. And we should not become mad after increasing. It's like sometimes people have a house, it's quite suitable, but then because the greed, they want to have a bigger house, gigantic house, bigger than the others. So this is not required for living peacefully, but rather they have to work so hard to get the money and secure it, because they have to have all kinds of it's an expensive house with expensive materials inside, so they have to have all kinds of alarm systems, security systems, guard systems, dogs, and electric gates, and everything. So, always an anxiety then. Because these desires to enjoy more than is our quota will cause us anxiety, and then that will interfere with our spiritual life. So if gains come of their own accord, that's all right. If Krishna gives me some wealth, then I'll use it in his service. And if not, then that's all right. Just the bare necessities to keep body and soul together and to concentrate on devotional service. So any questions? Yeah. Well, there's certainly a chance one can make advancement, but if one is very sincere, the tendency is, however, that as soon as one finds himself in that kind of a circumstance, then he sees the opportunity for sense gratification, and that strong determination to make advancement in spiritual life becomes slackened. That's why these sannyasis are, in Vedic culture, they generally go to the houses of the grihasthas to beg some milk or something like that. Like Shukadeva Goswami, he came there to beg some milk. But actually, he wasn't so much in need of milk, but he wanted to give them some transcendental knowledge to encourage them to chant and to hear about Krishna. So it doesn't have to be an ashram for not making advancement. it can be an opportunity to make advancement if one utilizes it. Yes. Yes, we can actually perform some service in the Grihastha Ashram. There are many examples in our movement. Srila Prabhupada used to refer to his Grihastha disciples in very fond terms, those who are engaged in preaching work. There's the famous example of the three Grihastha couples who went to England. And even though one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers was sent to England by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and was unsuccessful, after 4 years he had to be brought back. The whole Gaudiya Math was supporting him, but he was unsuccessful. But these neophyte Grihasthas, they were successful. They started the movement, and they interested the Beatles, and they got the Beatles involved in Krishna consciousness, which was a pretty amazing thing to do. They were only new devotees. So that means that they were Grihasthas, but because they took the order of the spiritual master seriously, they were Krishna gave them mercy. Any other questions? Yes. Well, Krishna's a master, but he's a very nice master. So, serving Krishna means serving a very nice person. Just like if you have the opportunity to associate with a very exalted, intelligent, beautiful, wealthy, famous person, then you'll think that's very nice. So wherever we go, Krishna is worshipped. So it's nice to be the servant of such a worshipable person. And wherever we go, Krishna's words, Bhagavad Gita, are adored. So it's nice to be the servant of such an intelligent person. And wherever we go, Krishna owns everything. He's the proprietor. You like to go places with the owner, with a very wealthy person. Why? Because you know that there'll be not any problems. You go with a wealthy person and the taxi comes, he calls the taxi, you don't have to worry, well, how are we going to pay? He has. Or he has his own car or airplane, whatever. So Krishna's got all the opulences and he's a very nice person. So by serving him, he's not cruel to us. Like if we serve our senses, kama dinam katina katida palita durni deshas tesham gatamai, no tupa nakuruna no pushanti. If we serve our lusty desires, kama and krodha, then they don't give us any mercy, they don't give us any peace, they don't give us release. Just slave. That's being a slave to a bad master. Durni deshas, bad masters. But utsriyaitan ata yadupute labdabuddhis. Sampradam labdabuddhis. Now, after coming to our senses, to our intelligence, we realize that serving Krishna is better. That is by the grace of the spiritual master we come. Serving Krishna is better. We're going to have to serve someone. So either we serve the bad masters of the senses, lust and greed and anger, or we serve Krishna, Radha Krishna, or Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. So that is better. Servant we must be. That's our nature, to be a servant. And if we think, I won't be a servant of Krishna, I'll be a master, then in our attempt to be the master, just like people walk their dogs, they think, I'm the master. But then, like in the cities, when the dog passes stool, they have to get down and scrape up the stool. In New York, they have to do that. Other cities, too? Yeah. So here's the he's the master, right? He's taking the dog out, thinking, I'm the master. The dog passes stool, and he has to clean it up and carry it. And he's thinking, I'm the master. Isn't this illusion? How is he the master? The dog is the master. The dog's passing stool, and the master's cleaning it up. Obviously, the one who's the master is not the one who has to clean up the stool after the other one. The one who has to clean up the stool is the servant. But he's thinking, I'm the master. This is my dog. I'm taking him for a walk. So this is Maya. This is illusion. We're thinking we're master. President of the United States, he's thinking, now I'm elected. I'm number one. I'm the best. But then he has to do everything according to their desires. Otherwise, they kick him out. They don't elect him. He has to please them. So where is he? He's not the master. He's the servant. There's no question of being the master in this material world. Any attempt, like we think we're conquering over space. But after spending millions of dollars and flying to and Sputniks, then we're forced to come back and we can't even live there. And everyone has to die, so where's the question of being the master? If you're the master, then you should be able to control whether you die or not, or whether you become diseased. But nobody has control of that. Everyone is forced to die. That means we're servants. We're forced to die, we're forced to grow old. Isn't it? All the actors, they look beautiful for a while, but then time goes on and they grow old. And then they die. Everyone dies, even big, powerful personalities are forced to die. So where's the question of being master? We're servants. Nitai Swarup Krishnada. So we should agree to serve Krishna, then we're happy. And if we don't agree to serve Krishna, we're going to serve anyway, but we'll serve Maya and we'll be punished. You've seen the picture, paintings of Durga. Maya is Durga. Durga is Maya. So, or Kali, she's riding on the lion, tiger, and she's with her trident, she's stabbing. So that means the servants of Maya, they get stabbed with the trident, the threefold miseries. Adibhautika, Adhyatmika, Adidaivika. These are miseries meant to punish us. So where's the question of being the master? You're under control. But you can get out of Maya's control and by surrendering to Krishna. Daivihyesha gunamayi mam maya duratyaya mameviya prapadyante mayam itam taratiti. And that brings one more happiness. Any other question? Yes, we should. That type of anger is transcendental for the sake of Krishna's honor or the honor of the spiritual master. But the anger, when my sense gratification is interrupted, that's what we should get free from, that type of anger. When there's some inconvenience, when my room is not ready on time, or my food is not ready on time, or someone doesn't have my clothes ironed on time, or the red light. The red light, I want to go. I'm late for work, I want to get there, but someone, it's like this truck. Sometimes they have in Europe, they only have these one-lane roads, so there's a truck going very slowly and everybody's behind and they're full of material desires. They want to get, especially on the weekends, they want to get to the beach. So they take risks out of anger and lust, and many times they have accidents because of that. They can't control their anger and their lust. So it's dangerous also. So we should not be pressed by those types of pushes, urges. Have to control them. By intelligence. No, it's not so important. If Krishna wants me to be there, then he'll arrange. You see? Otherwise, if we take things into our own hands, thinking that we're the doers and that we can control things, then... But if one understands that Krishna is controlling everything, so all I have to do is surrender to Krishna's plan. That's all. And I'll try my best to please him, and then the rest is up to him. Any other questions? Well, yes, we have to, we don't want to be lazy, but don't want to be passionate either, motor passion or something like that. If we start late, if we start our trip late and then we think, I have to be there on time, so I have to drive very fast. So that's our own fault, why we start late. Now we're blaming Krishna. I have to be there quickly, so... But then that's dangerous. That means you start late, okay, so that's your fault. Take the responsibility when you come late. But don't take the risk of destroying your body or vehicles or others. You have to be practical. I was in the car with Srila Prabhupada when devotee was driving very quickly, very fast. And Prabhupada was not pleased. In fact, he brought it up several times in the future, even over the next few years. He even brought it up once in Vrindavan. He said, do you remember? He was speaking to that devotee. He said, do you remember you were driving very fast and I didn't like it? It was dangerous. He said, should not. So we should not drive fast. That's passion. Make your plan ahead of time to leave on time and then drive the proper rate. Otherwise we can make excuses for anything. We can say, well, we don't have enough money to pay the mortgage this month, so we just steal a little bit from one bank. They have so much. I can go there and there's only a lady. It's a small bank, there's only a lady there. I just pull the gun and she gives me the money. And at least this month. No. You can make so many excuses. You can go on making so many excuses. But no, we have to obey the laws also. In other words, we accept whatever is favorable for the discharge of devotional service. So these speed laws, for example, you can accept that. That's Krishna's mercy to help you also keep cool and not drive too fast. We've lost so many devotees, car accidents, driving fast over the years. I know many dozens and dozens of devotees. So I don't think it's worth it. Better to drive safely. Because devotee is very valuable. And you may not be ready. You may think, I'll take the big risk. But you may not be able to think of Krishna so perfectly at that moment. So then you have to come back and take another birth. Even if it's in a Brahmin's family or in the heavenly planets or something like that, there's risk, you fall down, forget Krishna. So better to. There's no statement in the scripture that says you have to drive very fast. But that's your way of showing Krishna how much you love him. Usually when we're driving very fast, it's hard to remember Krishna also. We're full of anxiety.